So the first part of our class today will be about the history of 64 realms. So there is one very special person with whom the 64 realms began. Does anybody know who that special person is? Krishna? I don't think so. It would be nice. Yes? Bhaktisiddhanta, before that, raise your hand. Who? Haridas Thakur. Actually, you could be right. Yes? Lord Chaitanya. Actually, 64 didn't start with Haridas. He was chanting 192 rounds. So hopefully... No, he wasn't the beginning of 64 realms. It was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who started the 64 realms. He used to say that he would only accept invitations to eat in the homes of the very rich. And when his poorer disciples expressed dismay they would be forever deprived of having him in their homes, Lord Chaitanya would laugh and say, he meant rich in the holy names. Through repeating them 100,000 times each day, 1 lakh. In India, they call it 1 lakh. 100,000 times. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya said, Prabhu bale jano lakeshwara bali kare Pati tina lakanam jigrahan nakare Se janyanam ami bali lakeshwara Tata bhika amarna jai anyakar. The Lord said, do you know who is a Lakeshwar? Means, he's someone who chants 1 lakh or 100,000 holy names every day. I call such a person a Lakeshwar. I only take meals in that person's house and no one else. So this was in Jagannath Puri, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there made the standard of 64 rounds a day. So it all started with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not Haridas. Haridas Thakur started with 3 lakhs a day, so it's a good thing Lord Chaitanya was more merciful than Haridas Thakur even. In Nectar of Instruction, the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16 rounds daily because people in the Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beats. Is that true? Yes, Prabhupada is right. Therefore, the minimum number of rounds is prescribed. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, he is considered fallen, patita. According to his calculation, practically every one of us is fallen, Prabhupada says. But because we are trying to serve the Supreme Lord with all seriousness and without duplicity, we can expect the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is famous as Patita Pavan, deliverer of the fallen. So Srila Prabhupada says Lord Chaitanya is very merciful and he will accept our 16 rounds. So how did we get from 64 with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta to 16 with us? It all happened one day in San Francisco. Mukunda was walking with Srila Prabhupada on the beach. And then they sat down next to each other, opposite each other. And Srila Prabhupada asked Mukunda, what is your definition of Krishna? So Mukunda said, Krishna is God. He is a supreme being. Our duty is to worship and serve him. Swamiji seemed fairly satisfied, and then he said, you must chant 64 rounds per day on your beads. Mukunda said, I was shocked. And I could not answer. I did not know if there was any need to answer. I just kept looking at Swamiji, and he looked at me. After some time, he said, or at least you can chant 32 rounds a day. Still silence. I considered it very difficult to chant even 16 rounds. I was wondering, how could I possibly chant 32 rounds? After some time, Swamiji said, "At the very least, you must chant 16 rounds per day." I said, "Yes, Swamiji." I knew I could at least try to handle that much. So that's how it went from 64 to 16. Prabhupada was a transcendental bargainer. So he would start with a very high number and then he would reduce it and reduce it. So he was bargaining. There is another example of how Srila Prabhupada was bargaining with the devotees in Bombay, Juhu Beach. It was Giriraj, that time he was a brahmachari. He was the temple president of Juhu Beach. And he tells the story that one day a kirtan group came to chant at the Juhu temple. And they were chanting for 12 hours, beautiful kirtan. And Srila Prabhupada said, "You should do this every day, 12 hours a day too." And the devotees thought, "Oh no, how are we going to chant 12 hours a day kirtan?" And so they were saying, "Prabhupada, we don't have time, we have to make life members, this, that." So then Prabhupada said, "Okay, every Sunday you have to chant 12 hours kirtan." So then the devotees, every Sunday, they were chanting 12 hours kirtan in the temple in Juhu. And Giriraj Swami found out that because of the 12 hours kirtan every Sunday, as soon as they had the kirtan, all of the managerial problems were solved somehow or other. Either the problems went away, or else he got the inspiration how to solve the problems. So then, the next few weeks after that, Maharaj, he started to tell the devotees on Wednesday, if they asked him to solve a problem, he said, "Let's wait till Sunday, and then we'll find out." And by that time, then he said, "What's your problem?" "Oh, it's okay. It's no problem." So that was the proof that chanting Hare Krishna solves all problems. And also it was another example of Srila Prabhupada's transcendental bargaining, how he would bargain with the devotees to get them to chant, increase their chanting. So there is also evidence, even in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's time, that it was all right to chant 16 rounds. And guess who the evidence is? It's Srila Prabhupada himself. This is a story told by Shruti Kirti, who was Prabhupada's personal servant. So he observed Prabhupada chanting japa. And Srila Prabhupada said to him that when I was a householder, before I took sannyas, I had a process of chanting 16 rounds every day. And this is the way I would do it. Because I didn't have so much time to do it in the early morning, Prabhupada said. So he said, I would chant 4 rounds before breakfast, and I wouldn't eat until I chanted my 4 rounds. And I would chant 4 rounds before lunch, and I wouldn't eat until I chanted my 4 rounds. And I would chant 4 rounds before dinner, and I wouldn't eat till I chanted those 4 rounds. And the last 4 rounds I chanted before I went to sleep. And I wouldn't sleep until I chanted my last 4 rounds. And that's how I chanted my 16 rounds. So this was Shruti Kirti. And Prabhupada said, if you don't take prasad before chanting your 4 rounds, you'll be sure to get them chanted. So those of you who are struggling with 16 rounds, you can try Prabhupada's method. If you have a hard time to chant your 16 rounds in the morning, then try this method. In New Dwaraka, Srila Prabhupada said, in the evening, if I get tired, I walk and chant. If you're tired, then walk and chant, like me. Sometimes if I'm tired, I pace back and forth in the room. Simply in one room, you can do everything. If you're tired, you can stand up and chant, like I do. Srila Kirti said, it was common to see Srila Prabhupada walking in his quarters or sitting in his rocking chair while he chanted his rounds. In the evening, He sometimes chanted rounds while I massaged him in bed. "There, I'm finished," he would say. One day, I was sitting in his sitting room in New Dwarka, cleaning around his desk, and he was sitting behind his desk chanting japa. As he pulled down his counter bead, like this, he said, he had a beautiful smile. He looked at me and said very humorously, "There, I finished my 16 rounds. Now I can do any damn thing I like." So Prabhupada was chanting his 16 rounds every day. So what does Prabhupada say about increasing our rounds? Is it all right? Some devotees had a question. Lokanath Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, "Some devotees have fixed different number than 16. Some are chanting 20 minimum or 25. Prabhupada said, "Yes, it should be increased." Lokanath, "Is it recommended for our..." Prabhupada said, "But don't decrease. Don't decrease, increase. Therefore, one number is fixed. At least this much I shall do. 16 rounds. Lokanath Maharaj said, "But you are recommending 16 as a minimum, and some devotees are choosing 20 as a minimum." And Prabhupada said, "So, who forbids? Who says don't do it?" Lokanath Maharaj said, "They can chant." Prabhupada said, "Yes, that is wanted. But because you cannot do it, therefore we fixed up the minimum. Sankhyata asankhyata. Sankhyata means with a vow, numerical strength. And asankhyata means there is no limit. So we can increase our chanting. It's not forbidden. It's actually very welcome to chant more than 16 rounds per day, and even to have a minimum of 20, a minimum of 25, 32, whatever is practical for your service. But today we want to chant 64 rounds. We want to chant many, many rounds. So what is the mentality that will help us to chant 64 rounds? Burijan mentioned it, actually, in his class. What is the mentality that will help us do 64 rounds? Gaurangi? I can't hear you. Humility, exactly. Kirtanaya Sadahari we want to do. We want to chant always today. So the quality needed is humility. We want to receive the mercy flowing from the holy name. And for that we need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we need humility. Chanadapi suni chena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manatena kittanya sudhari. So we want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we want to get premaras, but we cannot use our hands as a container. What is the proper container to receive the prema ras? The ears? The heart. The heart, yes, the heart. So the problem is, our heart has a lot of holes in it, maybe. Like lust, like anger, like greed, like envy. So many holes are in our containers. So what happens when the prema, it may even come, it just goes out the holes in our heart. So our container of our heart must be made up of four things. And that is humility, tolerance, respect, and pridelessness, which are the qualities of the verse, Chanadapi Sunichenam. When Srila Prabhupada was in Allahabad as a grihastha, he had a pharmacy and he was selling different kinds of drugs. So one day, Dr. Kapoor, his godbrother, came to the pharmacy and he asked Prabhupada for a tonic for his health. Prabhupada said, "Yes, okay, here's a very nice tonic. You take this tonic, it will help you." Then Dr. Kapoor said, "But why don't you give me the tonic that you're taking?" So Prabhupada said, "Well, what tonic is that?" He said, "You know, Krishna Prema tonic." Prabhupada said, "No, I don't have this tonic, but I know the formula for it." And the formula is Chanarabisunichena, Tararivasahishnana, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniasari. Brijan Prabhu in one seminar in Govardhan said a very nice thing about humility, which always sticks in my mind. And he was describing the tree of bhakti and how it's growing into a very beautiful tree with leaves and fruits. And the roots of that tree are humility. And what he said was this: as the roots of humility grow deeper, the tree of bhakti grows taller. Isn't that sweet? As the roots of humility grow deeper, the tree of bhakti grows taller. So Srila Prabhupada showed us all these qualities by his life. And now we will see a vivid example of Srila Prabhupada in action on our video. Sarvabhauma Prabhu, are you ready? Okay, start it. What I want you to do, observe Srila Prabhupada in this video. And as you watch Srila Prabhupada, please note down which qualities you see. Humility and many other qualities will be there as you observe Srila Prabhupada in this video. Okay, does anybody notice some qualities? Yes?
Detached.
He was dancing with one young lady, which none of our sannyasis would do today. Yes?
Dancing joyfully and making others very happy.
He was so happy. He was very joyful. He was dancing joyfully and making others happy. He was so happy. Yes, Alakshmani, did you have something? Huh? Compassion. Compassion. Yes? Totally absorbed in the holy name. Okay, and this, you first, behind you, yes. What did you see? Dedication. Huh? Tolerance. Behind this big bass drum, you know, booming. He's sitting behind the big drum. You try and chant like that, okay? Yes. Same thing. Okay, yes? Uh-huh. So he had left his place in Manhattan to preach among the hippies. You saw one boy was there with his head down, probably high on drugs. And okay, anybody else? Yes?
Determination.
Okay, yes?
Focused.
Gorangi? Brave. Courageous. Yes? He's undisturbed. Yes. Yes? Free from wanting respect for himself. Yes?
Love.
Fatherly love. Yes, fatherly love. Yes, in the back? Service to his guru. Okay, yes?
Serious.
Very serious. At the same time, joyful. Yes. What else? Okay, so Prabhupada, as we saw in this video, pardon me? Free from anxiety. Did you see the video? Oh, you saw it. Yeah. I asked them to tell me what qualities they saw in Srila Prabhupada when they watched the video. Okay, so yes, so we got all these qualities: courageous, compassion, detachment, and tolerance, and free from anxiety, determination, dedication, following in the service of his spiritual master. So just from 1 2-minute shot of Srila Prabhupada, we could see all of his qualities.
How could he do it?
Well, one devotee mentioned dedication to service of his spiritual master.
Surrender.
Surrender. Why don't you come and we can give you a microphone and... Okay, I'll repeat that in case you couldn't hear. The Prabhupada was not of this world, and the sweetness he had was because he had Radha Govinda in his heart.
So if you have Radha Govinda in your heart, it makes it easier to be tolerant, detached, and all the other qualities.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah. Right, and that's what we need to chant 64 rounds today. I mean, at least some of these qualities, beginning with humility, as we discussed earlier. And as please sit down and I need your help for the last part. So now, okay, Hare Krishna. This is coming on and off. This is coming on and off here. So I don't know what's happening. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bo, Hare Bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Who feels happy today? Who feels no anxiety today? Who feels tolerant today?
Okay, what's left?
Who feels surrendered? Who has Radha Govinda in their heart?
So today we would like to meet Krishna in the holy name. And very soon we will do an exercise that will help us to practice that. And you can use it during the day if you so desire. The real purpose and opportunity of our life is to meet Krishna. That is the purpose of yoga. As Bhakta George Harrison says in the introduction to Krishna book, everybody is looking for Krishna. Some don't realize they are, but they are. Krishna is God, the source of all that exists, the cause of all that is, was, or ever will be. As God, He is unlimited, He has many names. And if there is a God, I want to see Him. And that was my desire when I became a devotee. They said, you can see God face to face. I said, okay, that's what I want. I'm going to see God face to face. So George Harrison also says he wants to see Him. It's pointless to believe in something without proof. And Krishna consciousness and meditation are methods where you can actually obtain God perception. You can actually see God and hear Him, play with Him. It might sound crazy, but He is actually there, actually with you. By serving God through each thought, word, and deed, and by chanting His holy names, the devotee quickly develops God consciousness. I request you that you take advantage of this book, Krishna, and enter into its understanding. I also request you that you make an appointment to meet your God now through the self-liberating process of yoga, union, and give peace a chance. All you need is love. Krishna, Hari Bol, George Harrison, 1970. And so we would like to meet Krishna in the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us how to meet Krishna as the holy name. He says, Sharavan Janahe, Sharavana Janahe, Aparada Shunahoye, Laha Krishna Nam. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pram. So he says, remaining free of offenses, just take the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. And Krishna is the treasure of your life. Krishna is our life, but somehow we've left Him and cut ourselves off from Him. But now today, we would like to open our hearts and be receptive to Him as He comes in the form of the holy names. As Srila Prabhupada said, we should chant like a child crying for its mother. Please accept me. Please accept me. And when we chant and hear with rapt attention, Krishna comes to be with us. And Krishna says, please accept me. Please accept me. We may or may not see Him, but we must hear Him. So before we start, I'd like to read one more realization of a devotee who is chanting his japa on a battlefield in Iraq. His name is Parthasarathi Das. Just checking in. It's a slow day here. We shot some weapons. I just chanted japa on a hill with Krishna Balaram, my shilas. It was nice to see the sun come up. For a minute, Krishna Balaram were floating, and I felt the holy name enter my heart and kick out the anarthas. For that split second, I felt like Srila Prabhupada was sitting next to me and helping me chant the holy name. Appa means away, and Radha means Radharani. So, Aparada means away from Radha. Realizing this, my heart became sad that all these years I have run away from her mercy, from her loving affection. So sad. Then instantly that world closed with a weapon firing. I wish it never went away. Your servant, Parthasarathi.
What was the last line?
I wish it never went away. I wish it never went away. So we don't have to worry about the weapons firing, but we do have our mind to contend with, which may take us away. So what we'll do now is a practice, a meditation, while we chant our japa on the holy names. And to start this meditation, you need to think again, as we heard on the first day, of your favorite deity, as Burijan Prabhu described. Now you may slowly keep chanting, but you may slowly leave your meditation and come back to this room in Varshana.
Mercy of Srimati Radharani maintains, supports, and uplifts.
You can chant a few more minutes until prasada. And during the day you may do this meditation if you find it helpful.
I have a question.
Yes.
It has to do with quantity and quality.
Quality, of course, is the most important, because Krishna is going to be most attracted to you by your attitude. The attitude of humility, the attitude. And it's not a counting game, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, is we're not doing a counting game. And that, okay, I'm doing 16, 32, 64. The goal is not to chant without the proper attitude. And that's why today's class, we were emphasizing the humility, which you had also emphasized. So sometimes humility requires that we realize that it may not be possible for us to do the 64, but it may be, it's much more important to do the quality, the humility, the attitude of begging, I would say. But as you said, 1, 2, 3. If you can't chant one mantra, just chant. So then, do you like to add something?
No, it was a question for me.
Oh, okay. I go for the quality, because if you're in the quality, you forget how many rounds you're chanting and time finishes and you don't even know where you are and you're just with the holy name. The time, there's no more time and no more counting when you're actually doing quality chanting. You forget.
And yet, it's a 64 round.
Yeah, that's a 64 round day. So if you find yourself losing it, go to the quality.